the benefit of silence. A wise king would say, when I speak, it owns me, so I speak my words carefully. When I speak, it owns me, so I pick my words carefully. Nothing is more deserving of solitary confinement and a prison sentence than our tongues. The Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, whoever would like to be safe in this world and the next should keep silent. The easiest type of ibadah and worship of the body is silence and upholding good character. Now, what is the meaning of silence? Being silent is to be mindful of your Rabb and to be watchful that your Rabb knows everything that you are saying. And silence helps us to avoid superfluous speech. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, said that it is like swapping a palace for a piece of mud. Instead of using the tongue in dhikr, remembrance of Allah, use it for wasteful conversations. As Muslims, we have to become people and communities where we do not spread bad news, which is classified as noise. So the criteria for speech is that ask yourself, are the words true that I'm saying? Will they harm or hurt the recipient? Do these words actually benefit? So these are the 3 points. That truth, whether it will harm the person and do they benefit. Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahimahumullah, said that the tongue of the believer stands behind his heart. He or she should obey the judgment of his intellect. They always assess what they say according to the criteria. So the tongue of a hypocrite obeys his whims and passions. They exercise no control and are a slave of it. They are a slave of it. So let us realize the importance and the excellence of silence. A person who does not understand the imperative benefit of silence and sound, the impact it has on his religion, is really unable to see the goodness. We're not talking about just silence, but silence with purpose. Because silence on its own is not an act of worship, but silence with the intention that to prevent myself from speaking things that are inappropriate. But that is what we're talking about. Through silence, we are able to put light into our hearts. This is the reflective silence. Silence helps us listen and to be present. Whoever regards your speech as part of your action, which we all do, then your actions will be little and be very light if it's not backed up with action. So we need to understand the consequences of whatever we say, and we need to opt to be silent and hold back when we have that urge to speak.